Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we continued our exploration into the inner smile. If you have been practicing, you may notice yourself more cheerful and with a sense of inner strength and harmony. Our bodies can be a compass to help guide us toward health. Rather than go deeper into the nuances of the inner smile, we are going to pivot and discuss cravings. To put cravings into perspective, let's discuss something more familiar, maps. If you're anything like me, you use maps on your phone to get where you want to go. I know I have discovered new restaurants and navigated all through the town where I live simply by using my Maps app. Think of your body as having a map to help us navigate towards better health. Cravings will cause us to navigate to the nearest restaurant and chow down. I have found that cravings can be a message from my body. There is wisdom that pulses behind what we reach for, what we chew, what we long to taste. So let's talk about that. This episode is called Cravings Are Communication. What is craving? What is a craving, really? I think we've been taught to see cravings as flaws, something to be controlled, denied, or corrected. But I want to offer a different lens. What if a craving is your body whispering, or perhaps shouting, "I need something"? That something might be a mineral, a flavor, a texture, a moment of memory. An emotion we haven't fully processed. Cravings are layered. They often carry both a nutritional need and an emotional signal. In many Eastern traditions, food is understood not just by its macronutrients, but by its rasa, its taste and energy. Each taste activates a different part of the body, the tongue, and even the emotional field. Sweet to comfort, sour to awaken, salty to stabilize, bitter to cool and clear, pungent to cut through, astringent to draw inward. Cravings in this context are your body's way of reaching for harmony. If we ignore, we might miss the body's attempt to self-correct. So I invite you to think about this. When was the last time you had a craving that didn't make logical sense, but made total sense once you honored it? I find that as I make adjustments to my health, perhaps I take more B vitamins or I take more magnesium, whatever it is, as my body's needs are met for these nutrients, then I have new cravings. That's my body calling me to say, "Hey, okay, we've got this part that we need," as if it were a piece of a puzzle. "Now I need something else." Recently, I've been craving onions. I thought it was strange. I've known people, I had one friend, she would eat an onion a day, and she would tell me she eats an onion like an apple, and faithfully she would eat that onion every day. I know of another person who eats onions, a daily onion, in order to clear the sinuses. My craving for onions isn't just for a little light tidbit here and there, not as an accent, as most people use it, to add a little flavor, but like I really want onion. At first I tried adding just like a little bit, but then it was seemed as if my body was angry with me. It was just as if I were teasing it. So I gradually increased my intake of onion. And that's what we'll talk about here. So I went from just that little tease of a few slices of onion to half an onion to finally I split the onion throughout the day. So perhaps I ate a salad, half of the onions there. Another part is for a second salad or something else that I eat. just unapologetic, juicy, raw onion. Once I met that need, I satisfied that craving for that onion, finally I was full. It's like there's an eternal compass that says, yes, more of this. Listening to your body versus fighting urges. When I first felt the onion craving, I thought, maybe I just want something savory. Maybe sauteed onions with bell pepper. I tried that at first, but once I tasted it, it was disappointing. It felt like something was missing. As if I was playing a song through broken speakers or the mute button was pressed. The sauteed version felt dull, sad. It was a nice idea, but it just didn't land. I was trying to make the craving fit a format I thought was reasonable, but my body didn't want it softened. It didn't want it cooked. It wanted that raw, juicy flavor of the onion. And the moment I honored that when I made my meal with the onion, I felt satisfied, not just in my stomach, but in my whole system. I no longer wanted to eat. My mind quieted. I stopped looking for what else. What else to eat? It didn't matter because I was no longer hungry. Have you ever had that moment where you finally hit the note your body was humming underneath everything else? It wasn't about fullness and volume. It was about that resolution. The craving didn't just fade. It concluded like the end of a song, like punctuation. Here's a real-time example of my onion craving. Let me paint the picture. I was having a burger. It was delicious, by the way. Cheesy, everything. And it came with just a few tiny teasing pieces of onion. It was just enough to taste it, but I wanted that crunch. The moment I tasted those little bitty slivers, I thought, wait, I should have brought my own onion and just added it. I knew I should have. I thought about it before I left to get it. I thought about just slicing up a couple of pieces of onion. And that really confirmed it once I ate the sandwich and it was just these few little slivers. So that single bite awakened something that had been simmering in the background. The flavor of the onion wasn't strong. It was true. It felt like it was cleaning something, cutting through something. It was meeting my needs. Later, I made a salad where I sliced the half an onion into it. I couldn't believe it myself. I thought that it was going to bite, it'd be just too bitter. But afterwards, after I finished eating, I had this aftertaste, this onion aftertaste. And I thought if anyone was close to me, I'd probably be embarrassed because I had serious onion breath. But that's what I wanted. I wanted that flavor to remind me that I've eaten. I've done it. I've arrived. The aftertaste became a kind of ritual, a reminder. It lingered like a boundary, and it prevented me from continuing to snack or graze or emotionally eat. It told me energetically and physically that I was complete. Have you ever had a food like that where the aftertaste kept you from wanting more? Not because it was unpleasant, but because it was so deeply enough. Cravings during healing or transition. I think cravings shift when we shift. As I introduced more magnesium, that's when the craving for onions began. Onions help to heal and repair the gut system, your intestines. And magnesium is digested in the small intestine, so it needs to have a healthy gut in order for the body to properly utilize it. I know that sounds pretty deep, But let's go even further. When I think about cravings, I think about shift. So before I had my onion cravings, I went through a garlic phase. So now that I've got a bag of garlic in my refrigerator just in case I pick that up again. But right now my craving has shifted. But that garlic phase was very strong. It was steady. It was like my body needed a boundary. I even met someone who smelled like garlic because they ate so much of it. And they even apologized as they told me how much they truly enjoy eating garlic. Onion helps with the blood flow, circulation, and perhaps it can just dig into emotional truth and just help with release. It helps me feel real. It reminds me that I'm alive. It sharpens the edges of my presence. And these aren't just random phases. They're part of how we process our life. The things we're healing from, the people we're becoming, the weather outside, the emotional weather inside. You might crave creamy, soft foods when you need holding. You might crave crunchy or bitter foods when you are trying to wake up. There's always a reason. Take a breath with me right now. Tune in. What flavor have you been reaching for lately? Not just out of habit, but with hunger. Can you name it? Can you honor it? How to respond without judgment. So what do we do when a craving shows up? Instead of judging it, why do I want this again? We can ask, what is this pointing towards? Maybe it's texture, maybe it's bitterness, maybe it's something you haven't allowed yourself to feel yet. You never really know until you actually take that bite and have that craving and just satisfy it. Sometimes cravings come with emotion. They may come with memory. Sometimes they're just sensory puzzles we're meant to solve. That's why there's foods like comfort food. Macaroni and cheese is known as a comforting food. The solution to cravings isn't control, it's curiosity. The solution isn't restriction, it's reverence. Let flavor be the guide, not a trap. Let craving be a messenger, not a mistake. Let satisfaction be rooted in wholeness, not willpower. So the next time you crave something, pause and ask. Ask, what is this trying to say? Don't rush to erase it. Sit with it. Listen. Have that inner smile. You might find, like I did, that the craving isn't random. It's right on time. In the next episode, we'll shift from cravings to something even closer. Your teeth. Yes, your mouth. It's wiser than we think. Thanks again for being here. This is Barbara. I'm yours in health.